Land of Fences, Winter, Book 3, written by Mark Smith and read by Ben Hall. Kaz and I take the track along the cliff tops and down to the point. It's another perfect summer day. She's almost running, eager to get to the beach and the rock pools, grabbing my hand and pulling me along. Rowdy is miles ahead of us. He'll be in the water by now. "Come on, the tide won't wait," she says over her shoulder. In the 3 months since we arrived back in Angowrie, Kaz has fallen in love with the sea. She's learned to swim and surf. She's comfortable dropping off the edge of the reef with me, into the deep waters of the bay. She knows how to prize abalone off the rocks and where to look for crays on the ledges and in the crevices. We compete for who can hold their breath the longest. She's getting better, but I've still got her covered. Years of surfing have taught me how to relax underwater to conserve oxygen. Now, she laughs and swings round behind me, jumping onto my back. I piggyback her for a few seconds, then let her drop her feet to the ground. "How good is this?" she says. "Just the two of us and Rowdy and an empty beach." "All the beaches are empty, remember? And anyway, we're here to collect food too," I say. The path opens onto the beach at the point. The sand sweeps out towards the reef, where rock pools trap the water from the high tide. It seems like an age ago that we were here with Willow, in the days before Rose died. So much has happened since then. The winter of storms, the journey north into wilder country, finding hope and taking her to Harry and Stella in the valley, then returning to Angowrie to find Ray alive. Kaz and I carried the scars, the ones we can see and the ones we can't, to remind us how close we came to losing everything. This summer, we've been able to relax a little. Kaz and I hunt and fish and swim and surf, while Ray tends to the veggie gardens and helps out skinning the rabbits and cooking meals. It almost seems like a normal life, except we're still on our own here. There have been no more drifters finding their way into our quarantine town, and, more importantly, we haven't seen any wilders since their defeat at the Valley Farm. Some of them were killed, others fled into the forest, and Ramage retreated towards Longley, alone and wounded. We've got no way of knowing if he survived or whether the wilders have been able to reorganise. Each day, we check the road into town, watching for JT, Damu, and any of the feed store kids who may have escaped from the Nolanders' farm. We figured they would have been here by now if the Nolanders had allowed them to leave, as they promised. We both feel a nagging sense of guilt that our escape may have led to them becoming prisoners. Kaz and I have given up wearing clothes at the beach. The summer has turned my skin a deep brown, and the sun and salt water have bleached my hair almost white. Kaz is lean and muscled, and her black hair is a tangle of knots and braids that fall down her back